Thank you, Mr. Chair. We'd want to intervene on 3 points. On the proposal to delete the word collective in the definitions, specifically Articles 1.1 and 1.2. Indigenous peoples have the collective rights to land, territories and resources, collective rights to their culture, collective right to their identity, collective right to self-determination, among others. The collective nature of their rights are all recognized under international law, especially in the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, that already has the support of 144 states when it was passed in 2017 and gained more state support throughout the years. We are therefore extremely concerned with the proposal to delete the word collective from the definitions for the reason that as peoples having collective rights, the violation of such rights likewise impact on indigenous peoples as a collective. Second, on the proposal to remove the word omissions in Article 1.2 in relation to commission of indigenous of human rights abuses. Human rights abuses are committed not only by direct actions, but also by omission. We have repeatedly raised the problem of impunity that allows unimpeded human rights abuses without fear of prosecution. Removing the word omission will allow the perpetuation of an environment of impunity for human rights abuses, where states can sit on the fences while human rights abuses are committed and have no accountability for it. Third, on the proposal to delete safe, clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. A safe, clean, healthy, and sustainable environment is integral to the full realization of the right to life and the right to health, among others. For indigenous peoples, we believe in the intergenerational responsibility to protect the land, environment, and natural resources, not just for the perpetuation of life of the current generation, but also of generations to come. We'd also like to point out that the Human Rights Council passed a resolution on October 5, 2021, recognizing access and having safe, clean, healthy, and sustainable environment as a universal right. And in this resolution, states are implored to continue to take into account human rights obligations and commitments relating to the enjoyment of safe, clean, healthy, and sustainable environment in the implementation of and follow-up to the Sustainable Development Goals, and to adopt policies to ensure full enjoyment of this right. We therefore strongly support the positions of Namibia, Palestine, and South Africa to retain the word collective in Articles 1.1 and 1.2, the word omission in Article 1.2, and we also call for the retention of the word safe, clean, and sustainable environment as supported by Panama. Thank you, Mr. Chair.